Mr. Sean McClain, super glad that you're here with me. LinkedIn is a powerful place. Bring two people together. I'm very grateful that you're here with me on Prelisim.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the invite and excited to get through these questions and talk about the fractional space, which is exploding right now.
It absolutely is, and I'm excited for it. I'm glad that you're a part of it. So simply, first question for you, Sean, is what is your business?
Yeah, it's an exciting time. I'm for the first time in this world, I'm hanging my own shingle and starting up a fractional agency called Lohi Advisors, focused on fractional advisory services. Particularly, my side is fractional CIO slash CTO, so everything technology.
I love it. Technology is important. There's a lot of things going on at all times when it comes to tech. What compelled you to start your own business?
Oh, it's the need of particularly the change, and change is tough, but change around tools and tech and your day-to-day use of tech is incredibly tough for a lot of people in business. I know folks that have started using, Microsoft Outlook 20 years ago, and they never needed to look at anything else. And that's great. If you have a tool that works well for you and you want to keep integrating stuff into it, perfect. But that is the usual problem, is that they don't know how to integrate other things, or they don't know how to look at the actual market, or they frankly just don't have the time to go out and say, what else is out there that might work a little bit better for me? And right now we're in a renaissance of data and automation. There's something new coming out every day. So it's a perfect time to fill that gap for businesses that don't have that internal role, but also don't quite know what is out there unless they bring in somebody like me.
Absolutely. And there's a gap that's really needed and it's important and you're really timing it right with everything that's going on. It leads me to my next question, Sean, is how would you say that you're leading the way with what you're doing?
The big one is thought leadership first and foremost. I like to showcase, number one, that you're not dealing with somebody who's just talking to talk and overselling and creating these, crazy expectations that you're gonna, hire me or adopt a new platform and everything is gonna be perfect after that. That's not the case. You're gonna have bumps in the road. You're gonna have patience. You're gonna be really have to learn how to use these new platforms and new tools and tech. So the real critical aspect there is showing them that there's a lot of options, there's paths to success that can be effective for different businesses, different industries. And you just really have to find a little bit of what works well for you with help. And that's the critical aspect, is if you go out there, and a lot of my clients and prospects that come to me, they've made a bad decision in the past and they've been burned by it, and that decision can be lots of time and money wasted in their eyes. And then they say, ah, screw it, I'm going to go back to just using spreadsheets to run my business, or screw it, I'm just going to go back to using all these consumer grade tools because I can do it. But the real aspect is leading them into where, business and even enterprise grade tech is available to everybody, and you just have to know what's the right fit.
Who would you say are your ideal clients, or who are the ones you're typically working with?
The small and medium-sized business market is my best group of clients. So that can be startups, businesses that have just gone out to market, leading up into kind of that $1 to $5 million mark. And then my real sweet spot in that market is the 5 to 25 million. So that means that they're growing, they're scaling, and I really differentiate myself with a lot of other coaches and fractionals, where I play well with my experience with other businesses that I've already worked with that are now getting past that 25 million mark and are able to scale. And again, in industries that I like to focus in, which are mostly professional services, I like to really help in the accounting industry, the fintech, the AEC, which is architectural engineering and construction. But also, I love working with supply chain companies, In particular, cannabis, which needs a lot of tech help right now because the vendors in that space are still very scattered. But they all need that path. And a lot of them are being heavily disrupted right now by AI and automation. So there's a new way to do business. And rather than just look to sell, I want to help them to scale.
What's the ideal conversation you're looking to start with those prospective clients?
The real perfect ideal conversation is I have a goal. I have like succession plans already in place. I want to scale this business. I have potentially a good foundation in technology, but I really want to build upon that. And those are the most ideal for me because now they are thinking about efficiency, tying operations to tech. So that what we call intelligent automation comes into play, and that is building on their foundational technology and then plugging in automation tools, different AI models, so that they can actually work smarter. And one of the big misnomers in this world, especially conversation, is like, I don't want to replace my people. I love my people, especially in the small business community. They can be family, even if they're not, family by name, they're family by work. And they don't want to put them out to pasture just because AI can replace them. And the beautiful aspect that I like to teach in that conversation is you're not looking to replace anybody here. You're looking to upskill them, take away those manual tasks and turn them into an analyst. And they say, well, I don't know if that's right for them. It's like, hey, you give me a little bit of a trial here. We can teach anybody to become a data analyst in the right way. And that's what's making technology change people's eyes and be a little less scary, even for the older generation. So it's a great conversation to have right now because so many more effective tools are coming on the market.
Last one for us here, Sean. Who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners that can lead you to those ideal clients?
Yeah, I love playing in the back office operations space, and in that world, finance and operations usually come first. So CFOs, especially fractional CFOs, are great referral sources, and COOs and fractional COOs are great. Now, if fractional executives are already in the culture of the business, that is also a huge benefit to me because they've already created that value prop that says, hey, you don't need to spend buku bucks on a full-time employee to be able to get the efficacy out of that person. So bringing in a fractional CIO is a great lead-in from another fractional. But aside from that, once we're building the foundation of the back office and then leading into different milestones and projects and bringing the business forward, that's also when I love to bring in the sales, marketing, CRO folks to help the beginning part because there's so much tech and automation at the front end of the business. And then there's a whole bunch in the back end as well. So we talk about security and other types of collections and different aspects around customer service and the customer experience. All of these roles are now available in the fractional space, and I'm networking with all of them. So it's just a great time to be in this industry, and it is exploding. So it's a really good time to be able to be a referral partner with folks like that.